Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me right now is Dr. Ze'ev Kanin, who is an associate professor with the Department of Political Studies at Bar-Ilan University and a senior researcher at Ariel University. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, frustrated with the media all round, actually, if you really want to know. Because, you know, a report that doesn't name anyone, it doesn't name names, how much credibility has it got? So reports aside, do you think that Israel has lost support of the United States?
I wouldn't say so. I believe that partnership relations and strategic partnership relations between Washington and Jerusalem didn't go anywhere but in strategic perspective. However, in operative perspective, there is a problem, as we can see. First of all, due to the policy of old new American President Donald Trump, who made his efforts, at least that's what was his plan for the beginning of his first half year of his new round of presidentship in the White House. His idea was to finish war in Ukraine and to finish war in the Middle East. We discussed in your studio that several times.
Yes.
According to him, as far as the Middle East is concerned, and the Gaza story, which became one of the key elements of the contemporary Middle Eastern conflict, according to him, the war in Gaza should be stopped as soon as possible, and that will bring opportunity to normalize relations between Saudi Arabia and Israel, two major allies of the United States at the moment, as far as Mr. Trump sees, not only Trump, but in general. From this point of view, according to Trump, the end of the conflict or official normalization of relations between Riyadh and Jerusalem means the formal end of Arab-Israeli conflict, and that means that the United States will be able to transfer responsibility for Middle Eastern security to these two allies, to Israel and Saudi Arabia. Meantime, as we can see, internal problems, internal pressure does not permit Benjamin Netanyahu, Israeli Prime Minister, to stop war in Gaza Strip. According to him, the major aim of the war, two major aims of the war, release of Israeli hostages and returning their home, and diminishing Hamas, including its military wing and civil infrastructure, goes together. That means return hostages, like to destroy Hamas, or the military pressure on Hamas is the only way to return hostages. But the practice show that majority of Israeli hostages were returned due to agreement with this cruel, bloody terrorist organization,
yes.
Hamas. Israeli society, if we will have a look at it, has a different opinion about plus minus 70% of Israelis. We see it from opinion polls one by one. They believe that these two approaches cannot come together. Either diminishing Hamas, which might take a year or two, the official formal infrastructure, organized infrastructure of military wing of Hamas is destroyed, but now we have guerrilla, as we had in the and still have in the West Bank and Judea Samaria, so nobody knows how long it will take. So according to majority of Israelis, first of all, government should take into account the problem of hostages, to return them home, and then to continue fighting with Hamas. United States, at least in the Donald Trump team, they see the situation similarly. So according to him, Israel should, Benjamin Netanyahu government, they should make all the efforts to finish the war in the Gaza Strip, and if not, that means if not, they will prevent development of more a wide global strategy of Washington at the moment. That is why relations, negative answer from Jerusalem means cooling. I wouldn't say destroying, of course not, but cooling relations between Jerusalem and Washington at the moment.
Perhaps it's part of a strategy. Yes. Perhaps it's part of a strategy. Can I propose? And I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I don't know if it's a devil's advocate, actually. But what if the whole perceived cooling is actually a strategy where, you know, it's very difficult to negotiate and make deals with enemies. So you have to make them your friends first. And maybe that's what's happening with accepting airplanes from Qatar and from all these other Arab nations for the United States. And the United States saying to Israel, you know what, with Gaza, you go in, you go clean it up, and we're going to come in, we're going to play the long game. We're going to go and redevelop Gaza, and it's going to be a paradise. And when people live in paradise, they don't want to ruin it, and they don't want to get into war. And that's good for Israel long term.
What you're saying, everything is correct. At the same time, we should take into account that Benjamin Netanyahu is not American president, and Donald Trump is not Israeli prime minister.
Yes.
Both of them, they see the future of their country and the policy, how to reach the future. And their personal interests, let's not forget about it, because both of them are politicians, so sure. They might see it differently. According to Trump, war in Ukraine and war in the Middle East are unneeded wars for United States. He needs all these resources to confront China. That's his major problem. Donald Trump's strategy was to finish war in Ukraine as soon as possible. And in the Middle East, according to him, Netanyahu should be a workable partner. According to Trump, Netanyahu is not a close partner at the moment in this case, because for Netanyahu at the moment, and for Trump, Trump's strategy is to stop all wars that are needed to United States. So at the moment, probably let us be frank. So now we have the gates for bringing humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip are open. Open without capitulation of Hamas. That's the situation at the moment. Why? Because there is an American pressure on that. Of course, we cannot say that in case that Israeli security will be in danger, United States will stay aside. This is not going to be, to my mind, and majority of our experts don't believe in that. But the very fact, as you correctly say, that like a image, an indication, there are cooling of relations between United States and Israel. There is a signal to traditional Israeli allies who are also disappointed, as they see. Rightly or not, from my side, not rightly, but okay. They see the situation that Israel is not interested to finish the war. Of course, Israel is not interested to finish war as far as the terrible enemy of Israel and Jewish people is not destroyed yet. However, we see that this message from Paris and London and from Spain and so on, that they are trying to reconsider or demand to reconsider relations between European Union and Israel, and not so cozy, let me put it this way, words that we hear from Washington in address of Jerusalem, Israeli government, not Israel and Jewish people, Hasve Chalila, God forbid. Yes. However, we understand that at the moment this is not the best spell of relations between Washington and Jerusalem, that probably explains why Israeli government decided to come back the model of handling the Gaza Strip situation, which was presented and suggested by Witkoff and other guys from Washington in February this year, 2025, and continue that come back to this approach. So now it's an interesting question to Israeli society. What will be the reaction? How Israeli society probably will demand from the government to explain why they are coming back to the situation, which exactly now coming back, which is exactly the same as we observed more than 2 years, about three, sorry, not years, more than 2 months or about 3 months ago. Why should we wait permit more hostages to be dead, and more Israeli soldiers fall down in the war? It's an easy situation, so unfortunately, I don't have an easy question to you, to easy answer to a question. So if we are coming back for a second for the strategy, the Trump strategy is pretty clear. Israel is friend, and as a friend, should cooperate with Washington on one hand. On the other hand, America will, until the government strategy, not as, as a state, but as a government, probably their task is to wait until the model presented by Washington will not succeed, and everything will come back to the traditional lines.
Dr. Kanin, we're going to have to leave it because we're coming up for news. But just very quickly, is the one of our listeners in Israel messaging through Gail? Thank you so much. She says, is the only deal the one that Israel hands back the murdering Hamas killers who then continue killing Jews? And I'm not sure that that's, I think that that's a very valid question.
Well, it's the same questions that we're asking us all the time.
Yes.
If you're asking me, I would say that there is a lot of truth in the words of those who insist that destroying Hamas is the major task.
And you might agree with that. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for your time and your insights. Dr. Ze'ev Kanin, he's an associate professor with the Department of Political Studies at Bar Ilan University and senior researcher at Ariel University. Time has gone 7 o'clock, and here is your news.